Hello, this is Nissapod on Tuesday, the 20th of November, 2012, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I thought I'd give a quick update, but really my main focus is on looking forward to holiday plans. Well, first of all, there's one thing that I must update people on, and that is that we've actually sold the caravan. We had a touring caravan, and those of you who've been listening to me for a while will know that we got this touring caravan, and it was a very nice touring caravan. We were very happy with it, but we have found it didn't work terribly well for us. Part of the issue was this summer the weather was so dreadful that we were, instead of sitting outside and cooking outside and spending time in the sunshine, we were spending time stuck inside the caravan with the rain hammering on the roof, and with a very bouncy child who was literally bouncing off the walls, that didn't seem like quite so much fun as we had envisaged. The other thing was we had a really lovely self-catering holiday, the August Bank Holiday Week. We went to Cornwall and we just thought, whoa, this is actually so much easier, because having a touring caravan does require, a bit of setup. You need to go and get your water tank filled up and switch your gas supply on and plug into the hookup for electricity, charge the caravan up the caravan battery up overnight before you go. It's not a massive amount of work, but given that we used to be able to, when we had a caravan previously, kind of divide it up between my husband and I, now with a young child, we have to sort of, one of us has to supervise, and the other one goes off and does stuff, and it does take twice as long to do it, so it was just so lovely to turn up at a self-catering property and just, sit straight down and switch the TV on and have CBeebies and just had a really, really good time. And we just thought, it's so much nicer having all this space and not having to do any setup and not having to cook in a confined space. And, it just made such a difference, really, to the level of relaxation. So we thought, right, well, okay, maybe the caravan's not for us, and we got in touch with the place we bought it from, and they said basically that they would be able to sell it very, very quickly, and indeed they did. I think they sold it in about a week, and we got most of the money back for it, and that was, it didn't seem like quite such a bad thing, and it means we're a bit more mobile when it comes to, moving house and stuff. So that's given us a bit of money that most of which we put back into savings. But we have also we're starting to book some breaks for, looking ahead. So we're going to have a city break in Worcester in the run-up to Christmas, because that's quite a good base. It's where we went on our first date, my husband and I, so very fond of Worcester. And it's quite a good base for visiting the mother-in-law without actually having to stay over. Then for Easter, we're going to Cardiff, another city break, and that means I get to go to the Doctor Who experience. So really excited about that, and I love Cardiff as well. That will be good. And then for my husband's 50th birthday, which is the May bank holiday weekend next year, we've booked another break in Cornwall, this time near St Ives, and just booked that and really, really excited about that. So that's all I've got to say for today. Bye for now.